my God. Hi, James. I just want to say your show is awesome. Awesome. Possum. Oh, crap. How do I turn this off?
You're listening to Nobody's Listening. It may be a stupid name, but it's not a good show. I have to stop. It's awesome. It's so unbelievable.
How you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, episode 59. And it's brought to you the week of March 11th. Nobody's Listening is a podcast where we tell funny life stories, and we invite you to do the same. I am one of your hosts. My name is James, and my brother's here.
And I'm here after moving to the right position so I can look at you in the face.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? We don't have to talk to the television. Would you tell people your name for the love?
My name's David.
Yeah.
If they're true fans, they should know my voice.
We don't have fans. We have stalkers.
Listeners.
Listeners, people that...
supported.
Episode 59 is sponsored by Lauren M., and her message is, hey, guys and girls, just doing my part of not listening and sponsoring. Sorry I'm not around as much as I'd like. Maybe one of these days, James will have me back on the show, and you can hear all the stories from my new job. Take care.
Thanks, Lauren.
Yeah, we've missed Lauren because we haven't been doing live shows lately.
No, she's our moderator, eh?
Yeah, she is. And she hasn't been on the forums very much.
Really?
Well, she started a full-time job and full-time college, and that's just insane.
She doesn't look 18, 19, 20.
No, she doesn't. She looks like 30.
Dude, why'd you go the total opposite of my spectrum?
Because I knew you were going to go low, and I'm usually the kind one. We're
kind one?
Yeah.
Tell somebody's 30? We're done.
Wow.
I'm done.
See you later, folks.
I've been literally...
stuttering?
Stuttering.
Yeah,
and stammering. Not stuttering, but saying stuff that makes no sense.
Yeah. Like Jack Bauer finding your pee.
No, I'm talking about crap. I'm talking about my mind has gone somewhere else.
Really?
I'm like, watch out. You'll step on that twig.
Okay.
Watch out. See? Just I'm talking about stepping over a pile of tiles or something.
Is it have anything to do with drinking water during a podcast?
I don't know, but I have to pee.
Really?
No, I'm joking.
Anyway, tell real quick, David, since you have the good mic today,
yeah, I do.
Which is usually not the good mic.
No.
Tell people what we've been dealing with and why we're recording almost 11 o'clock at night.
Does anybody know the name of the place that's really, really hot?
Ooh, I do.
Oh, wait, James?
Yeah. Oh, thanks, man. Hades?
We've been going through Hades in a handbasket.
No joke.
Like the Pirates of the Caribbean at Disneyland.
With our technology.
Yeah. We our James actually moved up.
Tried to.
But this new board wouldn't let us.
Yeah. I got a new board. I got a USB board and it has faders.
Looks
it
cool.
Sounded awesome.
It does.
Unfortunately, it didn't do multi-track recording. It mixed everything down to two. So I took it back to Musician's Friend here in Kansas City and I tried to get a new one. And I did. I got a Firewire one. It's a Multimix 8 from Alesis, and it's really cool.
Yeah.
Except it doesn't work. The effects don't even work.
That was the funnest part of them all.
Dude, I wish we had the other one just so we could show people what the junk we were doing.
Yeah.
It was so fun. And it sounded like monsters and stuff.
It's scary.
And it doesn't work. And then apparently, just to put a cherry on top of this Hades sandwich.
Yeah.
The board fried my nice, good condenser mic.
Yeah. So that's where...
it's gone. It doesn't work.
James is recording on a worse mic than I am right
now. So David's on a Shure mic, like a church mic. Yeah, it's not even good. And I'm on a Fender mic that came free with a Fender Sidekick outdoor PA system.
Yeah, so pretty
much... it's the kind of mic that has a switch on it, if that tells anybody anything.
Wow.
Yeah. Yours doesn't.
Okay, go ahead, Shepard.
So I gave David the good mic, though, because he's telling our story today. But first, believe it or not, that was not our weekly update. That was kind of just a warm-up.
I'm telling a story today.
Yeah, let's do our weekly update.
Weekly update.
All right, I'll go first.
Okay.
Because you never have one. Slacker Bob.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about the lady at Lowe's. All my stories lately.
Same person?
No. This is a totally different lady. Totally same Lowe's, but totally different place.
Okay.
My life consists of going to three places. Lowe's, my job, which is now a new location because I hadn't been going there, and home. That's it. And Panera. And Panera. I'm sorry, four places that I exist at. So I'm at Lowe's, and I'm buying a six-pack of, can anybody guess? Can any? Yes, David.
Six pack of light bulbs.
No.
Batteries.
No. It was smoke detectors. Sorry, you get an F.
A six pack?
Yeah, wow. I know. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
How much?
Why would anybody need to buy a six pack of smoke detectors? I did because we don't have any. So anyway, as it comes in a big box and the lady picks it up and she promptly drops them on the floor and she's like, oh, I hope they're not broken. And it struck me kind of funny. I was like, well, you know what? Even if they are, whether they are or not, you'll never hear from me again. and I thought it was pretty funny, you know. For those of you, the middle schoolers that listen,
understand.
If they did work, she'd never hear from me because they worked. If they didn't work, my family would perish. Die. Yeah, we would perish. So anyway, I mentioned that, and I says, she says, oh, that's terrible. I hope not. I'm like, but you would never even know. You'd never know.
Really, woman? Shut up.
And she's like, oh, and she was just all touchy-feely for the rest of the time. It was really weird.
Jay.
Did David.
Give me a discount?
No.
You said it, brother.
I meant like...
Touchy-feely, James. That means nothing else but touchy.
Itchy-gooey.
Like,
whatever.
Oh,
you want to call it. No,
I'm
she
sorry.
Wasn't. She never laid her hands on me.
Okay, good. I had to kick her in the face.
Did you have a weekly update you want to share?
I do.
Oh.
I do.
Oh.
Driving down the road. Saw a police officer behind me.
Yeah.
And he was coming with his lights on.
Oh.
And I stopped.
In the middle of
the road? The middle of the road.
No way. You got
I
all
was
nervous?
So stressed. And guess what he did?
What?
He stopped right behind me. He did not go around.
Oh.
So I gunned it and put it off the road.
Uh-huh.
It was the most embarrassing time of my life.
Did he just pull past you and
go like this?
Did he pull you over? Was that what
No. He was trying to get... And I forgot about the right. Go to the right so they could go in the middle. And I stopped. I was wondering why everybody was on the right.
And he's throwing his hands up. And
yeah, he's like, move, move. Oh. I couldn't hear him, but I knew he was saying that.
He was hollering.
And I felt bad because I like cops. You know, I watch a lot of cops.
Yes, you do.
It hurt me.
We were talking about that today or yesterday about how people think if they put those support local law enforcement stickers on the back of their cars, that the cop will be like, you know, you were doing 75 and a 30. I was going to give you a ticket, but
not now.
I see you're in the club. You've got that sticker.
He's trying to do a secret handshake with you and it just doesn't work.
No, them cops don't care about that sticker. They will write you an extra ticket.
Uh-huh.
You're supporting me by paying money to my municipality. Mm-hmm. Look it up.
They always think just because you have the ticker, you support the ticker. See, I tell you, the jokes are gone. I'm no joke. Seriously. That's what it's been for the last week. I can't do it anymore. Forget about it. No, here's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, try it.
Just be... No, it's done. No. I try to think about it, but they got stupider and stupider. No, I know, but the ticker sticker.
David, I'm worried about you.
If they have the sticker, the bumper sticker on...
Yeah.
This joke is getting stupid.
Well, just try it.
You want to make me look like an idiot?
You've already succeeded.
I know, here we go. Because they have the sticker on, and they support the police, meaning they give them money.
Yeah.
They think that they wouldn't pull over people to get more money because their quotas are up.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say, but in a funnier way, 20 minutes ago. Dude, seriously, I need help.
Yeah. Oh, man, who was the comedian that was talking about that you'd be walking down the street and he says, don't you hate it when you people ask you to repeat stuff and by the time you finally get it out, it's like, man, that tree is far. It ain't even far anymore. LBB of the week.
One of the many tools of the devil.
David.
David. Thank you.
It's the LBB of the podcast. No, LBB of the week, dude, at freaking Panera. All right, I'm sitting there Thursday. I'm trying to churn out a bunch of work. I'm trying to get caught up. I'm trying to get back in the flow. It was my first week back, you know? Just trying to get in the flow of things, and I needed some time away from the office, so I park at Panera. It's usually really quiet. Across the table from me at a tiny little circle table with his laptop and all this stuff is this salesman. He had to have been in his 50s, gray hair, but just big.
Like,
you know,
a Kirby vacuum sailor?
No, I think he sold internet stuff, like networking and all this kind of junk. He's talking about accounts and all this. Okay. Anyway, I'm just dubbing him Bluetooth guy because he's one of these dudes. For a minute, I assumed he was talking to somebody else, and he was, but I look over and he's by himself just having this big old conversation. Mm-hmm. The thing I hate about Bluetooth people, first of all, I hated it because he was facing right at me.
And talking. I hate that.
Face to face, almost.
Slapping the face.
As close as you to me, except two tables in between us. And then the second thing is, he's got the Bluetooth. And because the Bluetooth is like an inch long and in your right ear,
yeah,
you have to yell at it. So when you're on a cell phone, you're like, hi, honey, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. This is right next to your face.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But then you're in Bluetooth and you're like, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Cool. All right. Click. You know, and you can't hear him click. You can't hear him hang up. You can't hear him go. Incoming calls. No warning. Dude just starts screaming at the top of his lungs. Yeah, we're going to get the account. I'm not going to say anything bad about Teddy. But and I usually wouldn't say anything bad about Teddy. But Teddy's horrible. I hate Teddy. He should die. He should die.
His kids and his wife.
I don't mean
alone.
Anything against him. I like him as a person, but he should die. You know, so this is what I'm dealing with literally for an hour and a half. Yes. I'm like, maybe this guy just talks that loud. Maybe that's what he's like. But no. Click. He gets another call. Oh, hi, honey. Through his Bluetooth. Hi, honey. Yeah. I'm at Panera. Do you want me to get you anything? Do you want to come and have lunch? Oh, okay.
The crap. Right.
Okay. Well, we'll see you later. Bye. 2 seconds later. Hey, Billy. Hey. All right. Yeah. Back at it, man, for another 45 minutes.
It's got to be loud.
Screaming and yelling, being loud. Just, I don't know if he was trying to show off, if it was like London all over the place or what, but he officially, Bluetooth people, even little ladies talking, 40-something, 50 years old, businesswoman.
They haven't got used to
They're just having a conversation. I'm eating a sandwich, sweetie, and I'm sitting by myself, and I'm acting like I got three other people here, and I'm talking to them all, and I'm all by myself.
Whatever happened to you be able to hear what you're saying? Remember back in the day, mm-hmm. the old cell phones, you'd be able to hear yourself talking.
Dude, you're not even thinking old cell phones. They've never done that. You're thinking about landlines.
Shut up. They've done that.
No.
My Ericsson back in 82 did that.
Your Ericsson was a pipe and tin can and some string.
No, but why don't they do that? So you could hear yourself.
I don't know. They should.
Because then people couldn't say, hey, is it windy around where you are? Because I can hear the wind, but you can never hear the wind when you're talking.
You know
to
what I wanted to do? When this guy hung up the phone, it was so hard for me.
Reroute him outside?
No. I wanted to just start talking to an invisible person in the chair next to me. And then I wanted him to say, excuse me, sir, what are you doing? Why are you talking so loud? There's nobody there. And then I just wanted to say, what do you think you're doing to us? And you know what? A beam of light would shine through that Panera glass, through the shades, even though they're pulled, and it would illuminate his mind. Don't you think
it would?
It would have changed his life if I'd just fought him like that. No, it wouldn't have made a difference at all.
It wouldn't have made you feel better, though.
No, it wouldn't.
I would make me feel better.
I used to try stuff like that. It doesn't make you feel better. It makes you feel like a jerk. You're like, I'm as big a jerk as that dude. Hmm. And you walk away feeling defeated.
Well, I think the big deal is to be a bigger jerk than that guy. So you are a different level than him.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Moving on.
You fight fire with water, David.
No, you fight fire with fire.
You fight Bluetooth guys with hot coffee in the face.
And short out their Bluetooth. No, my life would shock his brain.
Honey, sandwich, did you want one?
News.
News. Drawyoupicture.com. Go there.
Please do.
Stop. Hammer time. No, go to nobody. Just email me. Heck with the website. I wasted my money on that URL. Don't even go there. Just email me and tell me what kind of artwork you want, and we'll talk about it. Usually everything's about $65, which if you look online, that's insane, people. You ain't getting no artwork for no. The cheapest I've ever seen is $300.
$300
for, yes, like, and that guy gets yelled at for making that low from other artists. Here I am. I'm saying $65. I will hook you up. mostly because I just love people. Secondly, I'm trying to build a portfolio. What? So get it while I'm very, very, very gracious.
It's a novelty item, but it's really nice, James.
Well, I mean, no, it's a novelty.
Yeah, it
I'm
is.
Not just
it's
talking novelty. About the nobody characters. That's I'm talking, I'm talking about on NLCast right now, you can go and see a Surge logo I did for a youth group. That is not novelty. That's high quality.
I was talking about these people nobody, got making a artwork. Nobody.
I was talking about more than that. More than just that. These
You're
people
too
got
deep for me.
Full color. They got grayscale. They got black and white. They got spot color artwork of their brand new logo. They've got vectors. They've got bitmaps. They've got JPEGs. They got web quality. I send all that to you.
For $65.
$65. You never need to talk to me
like
again.
Like four easy payments of $65? Is that what you're trying to say, James?
That's what it should be.
That's how good the deal is today, boys and girls.
So get your... You can even make a ticker. I mean, a sticker. If you need to.
I hate my life.
So if you got a podcast or, you know, a ministry, a business, a...
anything, really.
Yeah, if you want to make fun of your brother.
If you want to sell lemonade, you need a graphic
Heck
for
it. Yeah. You can't do anything anymore without a logo.
No.
T-shirt designs, whatever. Email me. NobodysListening@gmail.com. NobodysListeningToUs@gmail.com. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Goodbye. Hi, this is James.
And this is Jen.
I'm the geek.
And I'm the nerd.
And we do a little podcast called
Geek Loves Nerd
at geeklovesnerd.com.
It's about our life and our kids and our marriage.
And the end of it.
Is that coming soon?
You probably hope so, but I really would like to stay if you'd let me. Anyway, if you like hearing other people's business without actually having to know them, then you can listen to us every week at geeklovesnerd.com or look us up in iTunes.
I think iTunes is rad. Nerd loves geek. At
least she did. Late last week. All right, we're back and we've got a featured story.
It's mine.
From David.
It's my featured story.
That's right.
I used to live in the world. What are you doing, James?
I was thinking of saying, this is a story from the ticker.
I am forever hounded. Mm-hmm. See, hounded. It didn't even work, but I used it. When I used to live in the town that James used to date that girl that he puked all over when he rolled the roller coaster, and she would never kiss him, and we wonder why. That town.
That was old
Dixie
town.
County.
Yeah. Stalkers.
There was an old car. Our grandpa's car, the old brown
Lincoln. Holy mess, that thing was huge.
It was huge. It's 2-door, but the hood was about the size of a queen size bed.
No joke.
Literally no joke. And so I got it running finally after forever, because rats chewed at everything.
You know how old that that car was?
74.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
an it
antique.
Was born. I mean, my grandfather bought that car. It was not 74. It must have been 73, because I was born in 73. He demanded that.
He got a new one? Oh, no. You.
That go ahead. That my grandfather demanded that he bring me home in that car from the hospital.
It was his first grandson.
In that Lincoln. Grandbaby. It was a brown Lincoln. God, it was just.
It's massive.
It's awesome.
Okay. Leather interior.
Lights under the seats and all
kinds
of stuff.
Under the seats. What's it called?
All electric.
70s. Shag carpet, brown shag carpet,
yes,
an eight track. So I got the engine running, big old engine.
Wow.
But I needed it, the carburetor wasn't set right. I didn't know much about carburetor, so I had to take it in.
Oh, you should have called me.
Mom wasn't there.
She knows.
She didn't know anything about me taking this ever.
Dude.
I drove that Link.
How old were you?
I don't 15. 14. You were in the Countryville.
Yeah.
A cop's gonna pull you over and say, bring it home. So I started driving from Old Town to Cross City, Florida.
Oh my
to
gosh.
My shop. And
that's 15 minutes, dude. If it's not 20 or 25.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to get it to my automotive shop at high school. Because my mechanic, he knew a lot of
No permission. Oh my goodness.
Dude.
David.
So it's running rough, and I was like, okay, I'll get it. I'll gun it. I'll get it there. I'll run the red lights, whatever. It's a tank.
It'll
go
just
through
roll.
Everything. So it's cruising. This sucker was cruising, sitting on 8-year-old tires.
Wow.
The muffler was gone pretty much. It was rusted out, but everything else, it was smooth. Steering wheel was gliding.
Really?
It was
That's
awesome.
That's insane, because it sat out
it
in
sat
a shed.
For eight years. Yeah, it was...
It was longer than that, dude.
Was it longer than that?
Dude, yeah. That thing 82? It sat in a carport for at least 6 years before that, and then it sat out in a ramshackle shed in the dirt while the tires rotted out from under it.
Tires?
Yeah.
I filled the tires up with air, and they were fine.
Really?
That's the ones I drove. So it was a beautiful car. It still is. Gorgeous car. So this big V8, 460 cubic inch engine that gets 7 miles a gallon.
Wow.
So I'm going, and it starts sputtering.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, don't worry about it, Dave. Just keep gunning it. I got Max in the car with me or somebody.
How far are you down the street by now?
Okay, you know where the school was, where mom went to school?
Uh-huh.
That's where it started sputtering.
Okay, not and too then, far. And maybe an eighth of the way.
Yeah, and I didn't go all the way out to the main street and take a left or right towards Chiefland. I took the little side road.
Of course you did.
Of course.
To avoid.
Popo 5-0. So
down by the I'm Not Here Lounge.
Yeah,
that's the name of the bar in Old Town.
Yeah.
I'm Not Here Lounge.
Dude, I can't wait to go there. So I pulled down that road, side road, running parallel with the main road into Carl City, Florida. And it puttered a little bit more.
For those of you following along on Google Maps.
I was on 349. and then I got up to the main road, took a left, still going down across city, and it died.
Oh.
I had to pull this tank over on the side of the road with no power steering. Nothing.
No license.
No license.
No license plates.
Can we talk about the year on the license plate?
What was the year?
80 something? Before I was born? It was like 81. I don't know. It was old. So I'm like, oh God. Oh crap. I forgot.
What?
Put the microphone down. Because of the license?
Yeah.
I took it off the van. I took the good license off the van.
License plate.
Yeah, the license plate. Oh, and put it on the Lincoln.
Oh, David.
And hope to God I didn't get pulled over. I'm sorry. I'm getting excited.
Yeah, but that sounds terrible.
So I had to call a friend to come pick me up. Max wasn't in the car with me because he came pick me up. I don't know who was in the car with me. And I was like, okay, well, how am I going to get there? We couldn't tow it with Max's truck, but his truck was too small.
It outweighed by 500 pounds, sorry.
And James, you got what I got?
5 pounds, yeah.
Then I went to school, told my shop teacher, I was like, hey, Langford, I couldn't get the Lincoln in. He's like, what happened to you? I didn't want to tell him because he was friends with Mom. Everybody knew Mom.
Everybody
knew Drucy. Drucy Hodge! I just killed Mom. I said Drucy. Nobody knows what that means.
Yeah.
Who's gonna figure that one out?
Now who's named Hodge, David?
Nobody.
Nobody. But Mom.
So I went to school. I drove back. I got a friend to swing by the car, make sure it was okay.
How did you get away with this?
I went to school.
Uh-huh.
I went to school, and I came back after school.
How did you get from the car to the school?
Max came and picked me up.
All right.
So pick me up, and then I got a friend named Aaron to swing me by the car, see if it would start up and I could run it. It didn't.
Was it gas?
No. What do you mean, was it gas?
I mean, did it run out of gas? You said
no,
it sputtered.
No. The carburetor got jacked up the floats or something, turns out. But I had to go home and get the van with the 1981 license plate.
The one that we did, the one in the van bogging episode.
Yes, that one.
But the I know one that we brought a
pull,
cow home in.
That would pull anything.
If it could handle a cow.
It was a tank, man. 3/4 ton of conversion
big
van.
Old conversion van.
It was huge.
God, we butchered that thing. I was talking to Jen the other day because when we moved into this nasty house, it's not nasty anymore, but when we moved into this new house, there was aluminum mini blinds. There's still some right over there from downstairs because we haven't done the basement yet. And in the minivan, or not in the minivan, in the conversion van, there were blinds, but they were stinking aluminum blinds.
They're tiny.
What were they thinking? They didn't even have vinyl blinds. They didn't have the cloth, you know, that could flex.
Yeah.
If you touch those things, they would kink and bend up. And here we got 5 kids flopping around in a bovine on the side. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, go ahead.
So,
You get the van.
I got the van.
You bring it down to the car.
I bring it down the car.
You hook that thing up.
I hook it up.
Max has to go to the bathroom.
No, Aaron.
He says, dude, I gotta go.
Aaron helped me out in the second half.
Okay.
Good friends pay off. You got A period, which meaning before school, and you got B period. We're at B period. So Aaron drops me, or actually we stop to get the van, leave his car at the house. And now think about it, it's like 2 o'clock.
In the afternoon or in the morning?
In the afternoon. Mom's not home yet.
Wow, yeah.
Plenty of time.
Plenty. You're good.
So
even if you had to push the thing.
Exactly. So we're probably about seven, eight miles away from the house. So we hook it up with the van and tow it back home.
Right.
And I'm driving in the car. He's driving the van. I try to start it up, and it started up. And I was like, oh, this is nice. I'm just cruising hooked up to this van. I'm like, it's okay. And he guns it.
Oh.
Because I thought it was okay. The chain's off or something. The idiot didn't know that I was still connected. Clink!
Oh.
Of course, it didn't break anything on the Lincoln.
On the Lincoln, no.
But on the back of the bumper of the van, underneath, there's two different metal brains. That one was bent down.
Oh, dang.
So it was bent up. So anyway, we rehooked it back up, brought it back home. I'm sitting underneath the van at 5, 6, 7 o'clock at night, hammering the mains back together. And Mom comes home. Dave, what's going on? I'm underneath it. I'm like, I'm just fixing up the van. That was my. That was it. That was
it. Was either this or play video games.
Exactly.
I just
be constructive
to,
or I had a hammer. No,
I had some metal.
So I pretty much didn't play it up. I just said that, you know, I was fixing up the van.
Just serving you, Mom.
Just serving you. Mom never found out about that. I made sure the tire marks for the Lincoln were exactly the same when I brought it back.
No way.
But the thing is, if I did get it fixed, I was going to tell Mom I got it fixed.
Just at the house.
Yeah. I fixed it. Who helped
I never
you?
Got away with anything.
Dude, I could tell you multiple stories. I brought guns out when Mom was gone.
Just save them. Save these stories. But, oh, my gosh. Dude, I just, oh, you, I, that's why when we talk off the air, I do say your mom and my mom.
Two different moms.
Because we had two different moms. Yeah. There's no lie. There's no doubt.
Well, I just thank God that Mom had a job that was an hour and a half away. So we had an hour and a half extra in the morning, an hour and a half extra at the evening.
45 minutes to get yourself into trouble and 45 minutes to get it back out.
Yeah, exactly. So it worked. Thank you, Aaron, Max.
Wherever you are.
People that I had to step on to get here. Thank you.
Good night. Oh, man.
So it wasn't hilarious, but it's definitely a story.
So where's that Lincoln right now?
Sitting exactly where I left it.
In Old Town?
Mm-hmm.
What about the conversion van?
I remember I wrecked that.
Yeah. Have we told that story? I think we did.
I think we did. Yeah, okay. We did.
Yeah, we did.
That one's gone. David Dad's van's still there.
Really? Wow.
See you scrap it.
That's our featured story, guys.
Okay, dudes.
Let's do some emails and voicemails real quick.
E and V mail.
Okay.
Here's one of them. It's from a fella named Parker. Weird thing of the week.
Hi, James. Parker again. For my weird thing of the week is that tomorrow I have to wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning just to go to my sister's tournament that I don't want to go to.
He's got
to
get up at 7 a.m.
Earlier this week, my grandma was like,
tournament you don't want to go to. Grandma says you got to go to bed at 8:30.
Why? I can set my home. I can set my cell phone.
I can set my cell phone alarm myself and get up. I don't care. You're going to bed at 8:30.
I go to bed at 9:30. So
I go to bed at 9:30.
And after that,
I said fine.
I went to go watch Red versus Blue, which is really funny. And
you
I
went to watch a show that's really funny.
Half of season two.
Half of season three.
Bye.
Bye.
That was it.
Yeah.
Complete.
Parker. I had to listen to it a lot. I don't know what show he was talking about, but I got most of it for you folks.
Wow.
Here's one here. This is from Radioactive Rhino. He's been gone for a long time. He's back.
Oh.
Hey, James, and nobody's listening. This is Radioactive Rhino from the forums, and you are right. This number apparently does work.
Told you.
So I am here with a story. On Sunday, my family was having a dog day, which is essentially when we watch a movie all on the floor and hug the dogs.
Okay.
They
watch a movie
uh-huh.
on the floor and hug their dogs.
Are they like tree huggers or something?
Listen. Oh my gosh, it restarted. I'm sorry. It's not supposed to do that. He goes on to say that they are dog lovers, indeed.
Yeah, I love dogs.
Do you watch movies with your dog and hug it?
No.
Me neither.
I'd throw stuff at it if I had one.
I usually run my dog out when I'm watching a movie.
Like catch.
I don't know. Or I don't fetch. Know. Anyway, he since it restarted, I'll go ahead and tell you what he said. He heard a scratching noise while they were watching the movie.
Yeah.
And he thought it was the dog, and it wasn't. And long story short, there was a squirrel scratching violently at their door, like attacking their door.
Like wanting to
psycho
get in?
Psycho squirrel, trying to get in, yeah. This is the same squirrel they imagine. I don't know how they would know this, but they said the same squirrel that's been torturing their dogs and stuff. And so, yeah, they got attacked by a squirrel, a door-to-door squirrel salesman. So to speak. So, yeah, little interesting there, Radioactive Rhino. This might have been the same squirrels that attacked that other guy. Remember that time talked about a dude that was high on medicines and yeah. He thought he saw multicolored squirrels yeah. coming after him? Yeah, might have been the same deal.
Wow. Cereal.
This is from Austin. Hey, nobodies. I want to make a small request. All future episodes must be filmed. I guess he means it's recorded. As late at night as possible after you've had a long day of refurbishing a house. Because I just finished episode 56, Dracula, and it's now my new favorite episode. He says, I don't remember my old favorite, but this one had to have blown it away. You guys had more off-the-cuff jokes and goofball laughter than I've heard in a long time. Anywho, great show. Keep it up. And James, you've got to misplace David's ticket back to Ireland for a few weeks and squeeze a few more episodes and recap songs out of them later. Austin. So thanks, dude.
Okay.
Kristen says, my sister Alyssa is 6 years old, 6 years younger than I am and 8 years younger than my brother. And she always wanted to play with us when we were kids and do everything we were doing. So she was always around. Often when we were in the backyard or in a bedroom away from our parents, prying ears, we, instead of doing anything to hurt her physically, we would, leave a mark. Oh, anything. Rather than do anything physical and possibly leaving a mark pointing to us that would get us in trouble with our parents, we used to tell her crazy things.
Oh, God.
We used to tell her that she was adopted, but we added a twist to it. Not only was she adopted, but she was Asian. And when she was a baby, that the family had had surgery performed on her to make her eyes look American or English. And another time, it wasn't only that she was adopted, but that we were actually a family of aliens and secretly put here to study her as our only human specimen. One time we convinced her that the last scene from Disney's Fantasia called Night on Bald Mountain, that big black demon that comes up off the Night on Bald Mountain actually took place in the field that was across the street from our house every Halloween.
No, that scares me.
And if you looked out our big panoramic window, that you could actually watch it all happen. But if the monster saw you, he would send all the ghosts to get you.
I won't be able to drive home.
And you would be a slave forever. But the worst one was when we had her sure that she had died for an hour. We completely ignored her, and we started crying and holding each other. Saying things like, I miss Alyssa. Why did she have to die?
It's like 6 cents, man.
The whole time, she was jumping between us, shouting, I'm not dead, I'm right here. Which only made it worse when we continued to ignore her.
That's great.
And sob louder. We were messed up kids. The only thing that makes it funny now is about 15 years later, we all laugh about it.
Yeah.
And when we told our mother about it about 13 years ago, she was completely clueless about all this harassment and smacked both my brother and I on the arm and gave my sister a hug, all of us cracking up in the process. Now that I have that off my chest, let me just say you've got a great podcast. Keep up the good work, Kristen from San Jose, California.
That's good.
Kristen, thank you.
That was awesome.
All right, Bridget writes, when I was 16, I got a job at a major fast food chain, and it shall remain nameless. I was being trained on making sandwiches. The guy training me was kind of weird, but he seemed nice enough. When an order came through, I watched as he put ketchup and mustard on the burger, and then I watched him pick up two pickle slices, lick each one, and put them on the burger too. I said, what are you doing? He looked at me like nothing was wrong and said,
I like pickles.
I didn't know what to do. I thought he was messing with me at first, but he did it every single time he put a pickle on a burger that night. When my shift was over, I went to the manager and I told him I didn't want to cause trouble, but I had to let him know what was happening. When I told him, he said, "Oh, you mean Lucius? Yeah, he does that."
What?
I quit on the spot. I still saw Lucius around the school and youth group, but in the back of my mind, I always thought of him as the pickle licker. So thanks for a great podcast, Bridget Beef Frank in the forums.
Dude.
I like pickles.
I would have stabbed somebody.
I like pickles. Pickles and cheese. Pickles. Dear NLCast, I'm a janitor at a Super Walmart. The biggest part of my job is cleaning bathrooms, and for the most part, I like my job. However, the geniuses who built the new bathrooms put stainless steel everywhere, and I hate stainless steel now since it takes forever to clean. And I was talking to I told this story to my maintenance person, or one of the maintenance people at my church,
yeah.
And she said, yeah, and she's like, see that stainless steel right there? I cleaned that an hour ago, and look how smudged up it is. And she was right. I am a firm believer in what she's saying here, Indigo's saying. My job coach, Matt, has barricaded the entrance to the men's bathroom so that both of us can work in peace. And then along comes this guy talking on his cell phone. He slipped right past the barricade as if it wasn't even there. And he finally got off the cell phone. And he told me he didn't mind if I was in the bathroom while he went. However, he left after I made it clear to him that I did mind him being in the bathroom while I was trying to clean it. And he left without arguing with me. Overall, he was one of the kindest people that I've actually had to deal with in a situation like that. Most of the men and women I have to deal with when I'm trying to do my job would easily make LBB of the day every single day. However, this guy was a much needed breath of fresh air. Indigo Kitsune. The thing is here, Indigo, is that guy was an LBB. I don't care. If you walk past a barricade when you know somebody's in there cleaning, you're an LBB. And if you tell a woman that you don't mind if she's in there when you're going to the bathroom.
Oh, this was a chick?
Yes.
A chick
is in the bathroom. And a guy walks comes in and says, I don't care if you're here. That's ridiculous. I don't even go to the bathroom with my wife in the room.
That's no manners.
And so she says that he was one of the kindest. And I didn't understand what she was saying on a scale, on a curve.
He just left.
Everybody right. else is such a butt that he seemed nice. But I think it wasn't so much that he was nice. I think you scared him. I think you yelled at him.
You should have sprayed him with stainless steel cleaner.
You should have hit him with some Mr. Clean.
Cleaned him.
Just smack him in the head with one of them smiley face signs.
Yellow ones.
Yes, hit it. Just rip off some of your flare off your vest and just start stabbing him.
Have enough.
Okay, one more. Nick SOG Holy Fire 23 says, "Hey, nobody's listening. I love the podcast. Keep it up. Here's a story. Getting right to the point.
Go for it, boy.
When I was about 9 years old, I was in the Boy Scouts. We went to this day camp trip. They had us pitch a tent and learn all this camping stuff. Yet we weren't allowed to spend the night because we were very young. There's this one kid who was about 11. I was sleeping outdoors at 11. Anyway, he was one of the most hyper kids I've ever seen. I've seen hummingbirds with more mellow than this kid. We were in the woods splitting wood, and he was running around grabbing the smaller trees and shaking them, yelling, "I am King Kong!" and beating his chest. That was ADHD before it was ADHD.
That was before Ted Bundy went to college.
After about 5 minutes, he pointed at a sturdy-looking tree about 2.5 to 3 foot in diameter and about 40 foot high. And said, "I wonder if I can shake that one." He ran at full speed at the tree and slammed right into it.
Yes.
Now, apparently, the tree was rotten to the core because as soon as he did, the tree made this huge cracking sound and proceeded to break in half and fall towards us and my scout leader. He managed to throw us out of the way before it came down on top of him like he was the Wicked Witch of the West.
He was saving
After that,
me.
Dad gave me, like, gave him like 5 Ritalin pills, and the kid got better. We used our shovels to dig our scout leader out from under the tree.
No, they did not.
No, I made all that up.
I knew it. That was good, though.
Oh, get him out.
Yeah, the email actually said just that it aimed toward the scout leader and he jumped out of the way. But I wanted to make him like a hero, like he pushed the scout troop out of the way.
Kids are digging him out.
Look at you. Thank you. Top of your head has a permanent concave. You can serve punch out of the top of your head. But thank you for saving us.
Oh, that's great.
Anyway, I think it's time to get out of here.
Yeah.
I think it's time to go. It's late. It's 11:35.
We already know who wins the button.
Dude, no joke. I'm voting Kristen.
Christian?
Kristen. She was the one.
Yeah, the dance, the dead kid. Yeah, go for it. No questions
Kristen,
asked.
We owe you a button, girl. So thank you for sending that awesome story in. Please feel free to send any more like
stories,
that.
Stories,
we'd love to hear torture stories. Speaking of which, we are going to be doing a theme show here pretty soon. The computer damaging show, where if you have any stories about killing your computers, killing software, killing, throwing, destroying, death, melting viruses, anything, losing photos off of a disk from your vacation, anything like that.
Yeah.
Because David's going through a little bit of that right now.
As of right now.
David's over there actively reinstalling Windows
it
XP.
Hurts, dude.
Or Windows Vista Home Basic. And he backed up a lot of stuff, but you always forget something, don't you? You don't know about this, though, but you do.
I don't.
You always forget
but
something.
But I will now.
So, thanks, folks. Call us with your stories, 816-298-0823. Email us at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. Visit us online at nlcast.com for forums, guest calendars, daily features, all kinds of stuff. I wrote an article, David, on NLcast. It's up there right now. And if you're listening to this in the future, you'll have to search for it. But it's called Three Things I Learned from My Three-Year-Old. And it's heart-touching.
You told me.
It touches beautiful. Your ticker. It's awesome.
Whatever, James.
Leave an iTunes review, folks. Here's the deal. Oh, I forgot. I wanted to put this in the news. If you're still listening, listen to this. Here's the deal. The last time we mentioned how awesome you guys were, we busted up to like 151 reviews on iTunes.
Uh-huh.
That put us on the first place of page 2 of featured comedy podcasts in iTunes.
That's huge.
I want to be on the bottom page of the first page. I want to be on the bottom of the first page.
Yeah.
Just if you guys can help me with that, I can die happy.
Is it reviews or is it just because
iTunes
likes
us? It's a combination of reviews and downloads or new subscriptions. That's really what it is, because they don't know how they don't keep tabs on how many downloads you have, but they do know how many people are subscribing and they know how many people have reviewed. And so, guys, tell your friends, get
family,
some people to subscribe and leave us a couple of reviews if you haven't done that yet. That would be so awesome.
If you like them, then request
you
us.
You owe it to them to tell them about us.
Just give them a little card.
We're not all that, but you guys think we are, and that's why I can speak that way.
Amen.
All right, so tell a friend, folks.
Bye.
It's the Gospel of Kinnison. Straight to your cracker.
Dang, James. For Rizzle. Crizzle.
I was using cracker like a new slang term for in your face, in your cracker. Did it work?
No.
Dang. Doesn't matter, dude.
Why?
Because nobody's listening.
That was horrible.
It on you. You didn't even get a chance, fool. What?
Nobody's left side.
Hey, this is Vance calling with an LBB update. Had an incident this week, not an accident, just a simple incident, where I was driving and I was talking to my cell phone and I was paying attention to the road. There wasn't really any chance in the little short time that I was driving for me to make anybody mad or tick anybody off, as far as I could tell. I pulled into a convenience store, and as I got out of my car, someone is yelling at me. I'm still on the phone, but somebody is yelling at me, and I go over and look, and there's somebody in the car telling me that her and her husband are in the car, and they're not exactly well-to-do people, let's just say that. And she's yelling at me about my driving and telling me that she's got 4 kids in the car and really concerned about them, and she's cussing the whole time. It really kind of ticked me off and caught me by surprise. I just turned around, looked at her, and said, "Don't you have anything better to do?" And then she started cussing again and said, "Just walk away. I've got 4 kids in the car." My question is, if she has 4 kids in the car, what's she doing, giving them cussing lessons? That's it. Later.
No, that scares me.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.